Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a shocking scene and a great movie.
Yeah.
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie.
This song is now, there's no other reason for this song. Like, I only think of Reservoir Dogs.
I actually agree with that. Dancing around.
Amazing.
It's good stuff. Let's give you a chance, speaking of good stuff, a chance right now to win $1,000. We do it at the start of the 11 o'clock hour every day and the 12 o'clock hour every day on our show for 1 month, all throughout the month of January. And this hour's code word right now, giving you a chance to win $1,000, is applaud. Text applaud to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. Another chance to win $1,000 today at noon in 1 hour and all throughout the remainder of this week and this month at 11 a.m. and noon. We'll get to inside the Eagles free agents. Big list of Eagles unrestricted free agents. We'll hit that up ahead. And speaking of applaud, I got to applaud the guy or gal, I don't know who it is out there, who updated John's Wikipedia page.
Ooh, I didn't know about
this. John's Wikipedia page now includes the fact that he is a sports talk show host on 94 WIP FM, as it's called. It's no longer just a Raider and an Eagle. He's now a WIP host.
How about it?
The person also updated the page to say that John is a co-host of the show, well, sidekick, actually, of the show with, and I swear to God, I'm not making this up, with Joe Bigcoin DeCameron.
No.
Yes. It's on the Wikipedia page.
Shout out.
Look at it. It's right there.
Oh, no.
Whoever did that, you are our hero.
Yeah,
now, you did a nice job. Now, sir or gal, I will say, if you would please take it a step further. Or is it farther or further?
Farther.
Take it a step farther.
I think you can do either.
All right, let's go further. It sounds better. Take it a step further. Can you create a Wikipedia page for me? I mean, what does a guy have to do? I got Seltzer can't get me verified on Twitter. I get no respect. I'm gonna have to wear a mustache, you know, when Ben Simmons doesn't do what he's got to do, shooting the ball enough.
Yeah,
I'm writing
down
Big Horn. I could lose this bet with Fantasy Camp, and then I'd have to have my legs and my feet shaved or waxed, whatever the heck it is. So, someone, do me a favor, help me out online.
Oh.
Seltzer, do your job.
Yeah, okay.
It's your problem. Let's go to the phones, 888-729-9494. Again, a list of Eagles free agents. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Let's talk to Elijah. What's up, Elijah?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Elijah.
Hey, so when I look at Brett Brown and Ben Simmons, you know what it draws a striking resemblance to? Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott, a coach that is just too soft, and, you know, a star player that sometimes you see glimpses and you say, that's the guy. But most of the time you say, if we had someone else just a little bit better, we'd be a lot better off.
Yep.
I actually don't see it as much.
I think we'd be a lot better off with someone who's not as good as Ben. Like,
what does that mean?
Well, okay, not
as talented, is that
what
you're saying?
Yes, not as talented, but more conventional. We're better off. So I think you can take a not even a lateral move. You could take a backward move and be a more effective postseason basketball team.
I tend to disagree. In basketball especially, that's so much about star power. You don't want to take a step back. But you do want to look for somebody who can shoot better.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what John's saying. All right, Elijah, what do you got here? What was shocking in a movie?
All right, so shocking in a movie, I'm going to have to go with an offer you can't refuse, the horse head in the bed, the original Godfather.
Oh, that's a good answer right there. Horse head in the bed.
One.
Yeah. Horse head in the bed. I actually had to do that to Spike Eskin to get hired here. And it worked. You know, it put the horse head in the bed. All right, let's talk to Jay in Delaware. Hey, Jay.
Hello?
Jay, you're on, buddy. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I kind of agree with you guys, especially with John and with Ben Simmons. He just seems like it doesn't matter what coach you put with him. He seems like he could be a coach killer. He's so flawed.
Yep.
And his inability to, I mean, you don't even have to shoot a three, just a mid-range game, a pull-up jump shot, simple things that would make the team so much better. He refused to do it.
He refuses.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been like this? Here.
I've never seen anything like it.
I don't think this has ever happened.
I mean, I have never seen, I mean, other than Fultz, and we know that that obviously, you know, stemmed from some issues in the head.
And now he shoots.
I've never seen, I made the point yesterday, I was sort of joking, but I kind of mean it. It's like a great hitter in baseball that can hit the ball to the outfield and rope a single or a double, but says, I refuse to run to first base. Well, okay, well, then you don't get a base hit. Like, I don't care how talented you are. You can hit the ball over the fence. You don't get a run unless you run around the bases. Ben Simmons it's like akin to refusing to run to first base. He refuses to shoot.
He refuses, and it's crazy. It seems as if he don't want to be here. I mean, why? If you knew we're trying to win a championship, yeah, and him taking that step and being a better shooter will not only allow us to win a championship, it will make him a great player. That's all he's missing, and he will not do it.
Doesn't do it.
What are you waiting? Do you want to leave, and then all of a sudden you'll be a great shooter somewhere else? Like, I'm confused. It's like, what's going on here?
You know what he's got to do, Jay, because we made the Rocky analogy earlier? He's got to go to L.A. not to play for the Lakers, not to hang with a Kardashian. He's got to go with Apollo to Apollo's gym to find the eye of the tiger.
It's something.
I mean, Rock needed to go there, needed to rediscover the eye. Like, and the weird
Creed
thing
went
is
went there too. Creed too.
Who?
Creed.
And like, Creed too. Yeah, you're right about Creed. That. Hey, Jay, give me what was shocking in a movie.
Oh, man, I really don't have one. I was thinking maybe the end of Bird Box.
All right. End of Bird Box. That. You got it. I don't know Bird Box, but if you say so.
It's a Netflix movie, so of course you don't.
No. But what were we just talking? Ben Simmons. Oh, you know what's the conundrum of it? I don't know if conundrum is the right word. The irony maybe is the word of it all. Ben Simmons' effort on a basketball court is fantastic.
He's the hardest playing player on the Sixers.
He plays his harder than anybody butt off. Else.
He is their hardest playing player. It's not ironic. It's like you're right the first time. It's like a conundrum. It's an issue because you want guys to play that way.
I mean, he came out of the game at one point last night. They showed a shot of him on the bench. He was dripping sweat. Dripping.
He's an unbelievable athlete.
His defense is awesome. His effort is tremendous.
Yes.
And he just has this fear. It's unlike, I mean, other than Fultz, unlike anything I've ever seen. I don't even know how to equate. I don't know what to equate it to anymore. It is, it's amazing. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all the Pro Football Playoff action at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, who has to go first? Heard a lot of people in the morning show at the poll saying Brett's got to go, Brett Brown's got to go, and I think he does have to go. This is the first day I've ever called for his dismissal, and I say it with no glee because I like him. I think he's a wonderful person. He's brought a lot to Philly sports. I think he's got to go, but I don't think he's got to go first. Who's got to go first, A, Brett Brown, or B, Ben Simmons? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's
You know what you can equate it to, sort of?
Give me an analogy.
Tim Tebow, right? He's got a lot going for him, a ton going for him. I mean, one of the, you know, an outstanding athlete,
mm-hmm, yeah,
got intangibles galore, but the biggest facet of his game as a quarterback was supposed to be throwing the football.
Throwing the ball. It's an interesting
and he couldn't do it.
It's very interesting.
And you see where that got him.
Yep. No, you're right. Out of the leg. I agree with you about 50 to 60%. It's a great analogy in a lot of ways. Here's the one flaw. Tebow couldn't successfully pass the ball enough at an NFL level. There's a chance Ben Simmons can shoot decent enough to at least have a defense be honest. But he just doesn't try. It would be like if Tim Tebow just refused to pass the ball. That would, you know, but I like your analogy. It's a pretty good one. All
yeah,
the intangibles.
There's no exact match.
There's no exact, but that's a pretty good one. But at least Tim Tebow tried to throw the ball.
Yeah.
The coach would have to work around it. You'd want to have a good run game and all that, right? But, like, you're a quarterback. You got to throw the ball. Ben Simmons just refuses to shoot the ball. It's amazing. All right, Eagles, no playoff game this weekend for the Birds. It's sad, but it is what it is. The offseason obviously has begun, and for Howie Roseman, it's now a time of reflection of what happened and really, in many ways, just looking ahead and projecting, all right, what's the best squad I can put out there moving forward? Now, I have a list in front of me here, John, of Eagles free agents, some of the more prominent guys. Reuben Frank has a great list he put together, NBC Sports Philadelphia, their website, of some of the more prominent Eagles players who are free agents. Now, Nelson Agholor, of course, he's finally at the end of his contract. The rookie deal, it was a five-year deal. It's finally over. I would think we're all probably in agreement. Time for Nelson to go. John, would you? I mean,
it was time a long time.
There's no
time
way,
ago.
Right? There's no way.
Yeah.
I've never
is,
wanted anyone less back on my team than Nelson Agholor.
Let me ask
but
you
the thing is,
get
he's,
out.
He's going to be here. He will be here.
I don't think so.
No, he has to rehab this degloving injury.
But that doesn't mean they can
Let me ask
he'll be here for quite a while.
Let me ask both of you a question. Now, you got Greg Ward under contract really cheap. Let me ask you a question. Greg Ward at less than $1 million, Nelson Agholor, and he would get more than this. I'm just trying to understand where
Greg
you.
Greg Ward.
Nelson
Greg
Agholor Ward. For $1 million.
Greg Ward. I'd rather have Greg Ward on my field than Nelson Agholor for the same price, is what I'm saying.
I agree with you on that. John, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
All right, next guy. Vinny Curry.
No.
I actually thought.
I'd take Vinny back.
I would take Vinny back.
I thought Vinny played really well the second half.
Listen,
of the
man, they stopped the run.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
a big
you.
Part of that.
He even got some pressure in the second half of the
he
season.
He gives you snaps, like, as a fourth guy.
I'm in on Vinny, sure.
Yeah.
As a fourth guy.
If it's dirt cheap and that
I'm
position
guessing it would
is
be
not
relatively
one.
Cheap.
That position is not one that's easy to find guys who are going to do dirt cheap.
Here's what he was this past year. 1 year. $2.25 million.
Yeah, I would do that again or something like
his
that.
His base sure. salary was $1 million. I guess he had a bonus in there or something. Like, I'm fine with that.
The problem is we...
He gives you snaps, got... man. He doesn't get hurt. He gives you snaps.
Yeah.
He helps you stop the run. You got to play Ezekiel Elliott twice a year. You got to play Saquon Barkley twice a year.
And $2.2 million for that for a defensive end is rock
bottom. Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Price. So, okay. I mean, I'm not thrilled about it,
right.
But I'm not thrilled about any of our DNs, like it is what it is.
Yeah.
If you need a body, then $2 million is sufficient.
All right,
I can do that.
Here's one I didn't even know as a free agent. Ruben's got him on the list. Camus Grugier-Hill.
Yeah.
I think he's gone.
See, here's where he might be back. He's your perfect cheap linebacker if you don't value linebackers.
If he's
cheap. I think they really, really didn't like what he did. I think that is going to actually play a role.
What he did, meaning what?
Lying about the concussion.
That's
all
ridiculous.
That. I'm just telling you.
Well, Doug was pretty vocal at the press conference about
it. They put him on IR right after that. Like, I don't think they want him back.
Well, if that's a reason, I think it's an odd reason, but we shall see.
Had not occurred to me
no,
at all.
No, me neither. But... Ronald Darby, got to go, right?
He will not be back.
Look, his agent's going to spin you a tale about how great his upside is, and he's got elite speed and cover corner, blah, blah, blah. Done, right? We're done?
Bye.
Bye. John, you agree?
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
All right, done
I think he'll probably be a Lion.
A Lion, okay.
With Onlin, that makes sense.
How about that, Onlin? All right, another name, Tim Jernigan. Love to have him back. I thought he played fantastic down the stretch.
Yeah, I'm fine with Jernigan. Yeah.
Pricing,
Malik Jackson coming back healthy, so yeah, exactly.
I like Tim Jernigan. I do think we should try to sign him for something reasonable.
Listen, he may even get more money than he got. I thought he was...
Well, that's the worry. I think he'd be your third defensive tackle with Malik Jackson hopefully back and healthy as they, you know.
That's a solid group. The question is, did he reestablish post-injury enough that he can convince a team that he can start?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, Tim Jernigan might have turned himself into a $4 or $5 million player instead of a $2 million backup. So that, you know, he's one of the few Eagles, I would say, when he played, actually played above his what was expected. Now, granted, he also missed half the year, right? He didn't get in there till when? Probably November or something.
He got hurt early and then missed like 6 or 7 weeks.
Whatever it was.
That has been an issue. The durability
of
Jernigan.
It's a huge issue with
that. Well, yeah, with that weird injury that we didn't really know about.
Huge issue. All right, Jason Peters, I think we're all aligned. I mean, listen, I would say to Jason Peters, look, if you want to make $2 million and be my backup left tackle, have at it. But otherwise.
Or if you actually finally want to move to guard, sure.
I would love to make you the left guard.
But no, I think, I mean,
but
at least
he won't.
I'm out on Jason.
You think he would not do that, John?
No way.
I think someone will make him their left tackle if the Eagles don't.
Yeah.
And again, I'm still on record saying until he's gone, I won't believe that he's going to be gone.
All right, Ryan McLeod, look, his price is going to go up.
Howie addressed this, his weakness being he gets attached to players. I hope he corrects the Peters thing.
I'll tell you something,
does
man.
Not resign.
That was one of the more forthcoming, what's the word I'm looking for here? Assertions, forthcoming revelations. Self-introspective comment I've just about ever heard from a Philadelphia executive.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
That was really something. All right, Rodney McLeod, his price obviously is going to go up. I'd love to have Rodney back.
Yeah,
You don't know if you get any of these defensive backs back. I'd love to have him back.
He might be too much.
29 years old for Rodney.
Yeah, I think he does like it here. I know that he is ingrained in our community, that's for sure. And we would benefit on the field and off, but... Yeah, he might be too pricey.
I mean, this is probably his last chance to get paid, too.
If he is too pricey, I think, is it crazy to say Jalen Mills, who is an unrestricted free agent?
Well, he was going to be next on my list, so let's
is
throw him in.
Is it crazy to say that you sign him and move him to safety? Would they do that?
The fact that they haven't attempted it yet leads me to... I think Avante Maddox is more likely to be moved to safety than Jalen Mills. Look, Avante Maddox played his best ball as a safety. He filled in for Rodney McLeod. He started for like three quarters of a season. He had his best year.
I do think it's more likely that Avante becomes the safety. And they even made comparisons between Avante and Rodney McLeod. When Avante first took the field as a safety, they said he compares favorably to a guy like Rodney. A lot of the similar skills and that sort of thing.
And here's the other thing. In a salary cap world, and look, I'd love to have Rodney McLeod back, but if you move Maddox to safety, you have two cheap starters out of the five defensive backs. If you believe in him enough.
Is that including Cravon
to say
LeBlanc, at nickel?
LeBlanc's my nickel. Yeah. Cheap in a salary cap world. Yeah. And Maddox is one of my two starting safeties. Out of your five main defensive backs, the three corners, the two safeties, they got two of them very cheap.
And then is Mills your...
I mean...
How expensive
Jalen
is he going to be?
He'll be pretty... All right, so let's throw him in. Jalen Mills. He'll be on the fairly cheap side. Not going to get signed for a ton of money. It's an interesting name. All right, Josh McCown. You just can't evaluate until you know he's healthy and you got to make plans without him.
I think he's gone.
I mean, first off, you got to find out, do you want to retire or not? If he wanted to play again,
they pulled him out of retirement to come play
the
season.
But listen, Josh McCown can play a little bit if he doesn't pull his hamstring.
It's a question of what he wants to do with his rehab and all that type of stuff.
I'd be happy to have him back, but to me, the mindset is only as a third quarterback because I have to plan for a second quarterback, and you don't know if Josh McCown will even be healthy coming off this injury till June. It's a six-month rehab, so he's a third quarterback at best, and you just figure that out in June if you want. Hassan Ridgeway, look, we didn't see much of him. He was supposed to be one of their four main guys, defensive tackle. I mean, make of it what you will. I don't know. I mean, I guess. I don't know. Big V, John. Big V started left tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Is he the right level backup player, or have you seen enough to say, I'm done with the Big V thing?
Man, he's been very valuable.
I think he'd be lucky to have him back. I think he could probably get a starting job somewhere, I think is the issue. But if he's willing to come, I mean, he plays guard and tackle for you on both sides of the ball. I mean, we saw how hard it was for Andre Dillard to go from one side to the other. This guy moves all over the line.
So valuable backup.
I think he's an incredibly valuable backup, yes.
Very.
Okay.
But you're going to have to pay him.
Sudfeld. I mean, it's hard to say because we don't see him much. I just was pretty unimpressed. I was unimpressed near the end. But you need a quarterback, James.
I know.
Like, that's no small thing.
It's
this franchise.
Do you feel good if they say Nate Sudfeld's our backup?
No.
Role? Exactly. That's my point.
Well, yeah, that's different than who cares. Who cares means it doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm good on Nate Sudfeld is what I'm trying
to say. Yeah, I'm ready to move on. John, Nate Sudfeld?
I'll move on.
It's hard to know. I mean, I want to be fair. It's hard to know. Of all these other guys, we saw them play. Nate Sudfeld, you don't see the guy play. He's a backup quarterback. He got hurt and never played this year. But in the limited times we've seen him play recently, meaning like preseason games, I don't think he's that good.
There are unrestricted free agent quarterbacks out there who could give you something closer to a Nick Foles.
Than Nate Sudfeld.
Totally.
I totally agree.
There are some names that are going to be available that, I mean, it sounds crazy
to say, hey, Teddy Bridgewater, I don't know if he would be a starter somewhere.
He might get a job somewhere. Yeah. Or if nothing else, the Saints might say, you're our guy in a couple years.
Yep.
You know,
no, Mariota's a name.
Mariota. A very interesting name. Yeah.
Yeah. There are big name guys who have been starters.
And then guys like Fitzpatrick. I mean, Fitzpatrick's a free agent again. There are guys like that.
Yeah.
And you know, could come in and really be capable.
Would rather get an old head who can be the Josh McCown type mentor that McCown was this year, assuming McCown is not back as a player.
Do you see Joe Flacco as a non-mentor? And I'm talking about if Denver were to draft. Let's say Denver gets one of these quarterbacks in the draft.
Flacco doesn't seem like he wants to. I mean, at least that's
what about,
mean,
all right, let me throw you another name.
The way he threw their season under the bus and all that.
Here's another name. Now, it's going to be interesting because a couple of these guys are going to be out of jobs as starters. And they're going to have to be coming back up. Andy Dalton.
Sure.
I mean, you know the guy can win you some games. He can lose you some games.
So the point is with someone like that, you figure he wants to go, just guessing, somewhere
right.
He could go to be a backup with a likelier chance to start. Like, not just because of injury is the point.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, no, that's fair. But those are the guys you're kind of considering, right? The Daltons, the Flaccos, the Bridgewater. You know, you're trying to get that next Jeff Garcia, that next Nick Foles, that if you have to go to him, he can actually give you something instead of, hey, we're going to Vince Young or, hey, we're going to Mike McMahon. Because that was, you know, crash and burn for the season when you had to go to those guys.
You know what's crazy, guys? Ryan Tannehill is going to get $30 million.
Well, he shouldn't. That he's not going to get $30 million. He's not going to.
Ryan Tannehill is unrestricted.
I will bet you real money he's not going to get $30 million a year.
You think he'll get 25?
I don't know. No, I actually don't. I don't. But I know it won't
be
30.
Someone's going to offer him that contract.
Right,
someone's going to offer him the elite starter contract around this league,
we'll
Joe.
We'll see.
I'm telling you.
Okay. We'll get back. There's a couple more free agents. We'll get back to them. Let's go to the phones right now, 888-729-9494, and go to Ron in Pottstown. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet.
Wonderful hearing from you, Ron.
Good. I also think Jalen Mills is a safety. I had a chance to meet him a couple years ago. And I was shocked how big he was. I don't know if you guys ever been around him.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a corner.
I have been around him. I haven't noticed that he's particularly big.
He's tall.
He's tall. 6'1". He's wider. Most corners I've been around are sort of short, and they're like quick little guys. But he's not. He's pretty tall and pretty rangy.
He looks like a safety.
Yeah, he looks like a safety. I also think Rashaad Douglas would be a good safety.
I do, too.
He's a hitter. I mean, he likes to hit.
Well, both those guys are willing.
Yeah, Mills is a great tackler. For a corner, he's a great tackler.
Yeah.
He is a great tackler, so I think they could be safeties. Josh McCown, I'd love to have him on the coaching staff. I think he'd be an outstanding coach.
I agree.
He's seen every kind of offense known to man.
But, Ron, here's the only thing. I know a lot of people are calling for McCown. I want someone to be a drill sergeant to Carson. And I want to be very clear. I don't know. I don't want to assume the negative. But I will tell you that my inclination is that a player that was Carson Wentz's teammate 2 weeks ago, it may be a tough transition to being a drill sergeant on mechanics, you know, a month from now.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I understand that, Joe.
Yeah.
As far as the rest, Howie's really got to hit on this draft because we got to get younger. I know you guys like Vinny, but Vinny's getting older. We need some young talent.
There's no question. There's no question they need young talent.
And as much as they're going to have, we've got to dip into some young free agents, too.
Of course.
I love that kid Yannick down in Jacksonville. I know he's going to cost money, but that kid can play, and he's only 25 years old. He would definitely be an impact player at the defensive end for us.
All right, Ron, give me what was shocking in a movie. Best answer wins the tickets to the concert.
Okay, I like the movie No Way Out with Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah.
The ending's fabulous.
I got you. No Way Out's a really good answer.
It's a great twist.
It is a great twist in a movie. To John in Manayunk. John, you're on WIP.
Yo, Savant. What's up, man? Long
Johnny,
time no rap, man.
How you been, pal?
Hey, listen. Good, man. Listen, real quick. And as much as I carry the same sentiments as some of these guys about Simmons. Like, he's frustrating because he's young and he's got so much talent. You just wish he would just utilize it a little bit more.
Yep.
But I've been doing talk radio. I've been calling talk radio, listening for a long time. Like, this was the exact conversations not that long ago about LeBron James, right? When he went to Miami a little before that he didn't have a shot and he wasn't a killer and he wasn't like Michael and he wasn't going to ever be this and he'll never win until he won and then got a shot and then everyone just stopped talking about it.
John, here's where I actually disagree with you pretty substantially. There were a lot of dangling issues with LeBron. And a lot of it was about assertiveness. And the shot was part of that. But LeBron was on a level that was so much, I mean, so much better than what Ben Simmons puts. I mean, Ben Simmons,
for sure,
2 games ago, 0 points in the fourth quarter. Last night, 4 points in the second half. I mean, LeBron in year four of his career scored 25 straight points in a game five on the road in the Eastern Conference Finals. 25 straight points. So, I don't see the comparison there.
You remember, though, a couple times at the end of the game when LeBron passed instead of shot.
Obviously.
And it was like,
and particularly the Mavs series in 2010 or 11.
I'm not comparing the two players. LeBron's on another level. All I'm saying is that I think Ben Simmons eventually will put it together, and I hope he's a Sixer when that happens, because I think he's got a lot of potential, and I don't want him to be on another team. That's all I'm saying.
I know, I understand.
But listen, real quick, though, as far as the movies, I'm a big movie guy, but I respect the classics, man. As far as shocking moments, the 1968 Planet of the Apes, when you see the Statue of Liberty buried in the ancient ruins and he realizes that he's not on a different planet, he's actually on Earth, but in the future, somebody screams, no, and it zooms out. That's pretty much, that was the classic ending that has been spoofed in pretty much everything else.
So, all right, you got it.
A great show.
Planet of the Apes. John, always good hearing from you, pal.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate the phone call. All right, yeah, it's soapbox soliloquy. About 2-3 weeks ago, James, we had a little soapbox soliloquy. John, you were a fan of soapbox soliloquy? James, you still have the music from Soapbox Soliloquy?
Yeah, I can make it happen.
Because if you do, I can present a Soapbox Soliloquy coming up next, if that's something we can do. John, you were a fan of the Soapbox Soliloquy last time.
All right, nice.
I'll give you a little Soapbox Soliloquy on an issue in sports up ahead next. And I'm curious if John and James, and if everyone agrees with me, we'll address that coming up next. A big issue from yesterday. We'll hit that. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494.
I am so Philly proud, having played here and now working here, and I love the home team. So I choose the home team at Parks Casino as my sports book of choice. They're right here in Bucks County, and they're the only sports book run by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Are you ready for the conference matchups this weekend? Tennessee +7.5 in Kansas City. This is pedestrian, tough, hard-nosed offense against high-flying, crazy Andy Reid-led offense. San Francisco is given 7.5 points to Green Bay. And, man, San Francisco looks like a solid team all around. I expect them to be in the Super Bowl. So many ways to wager. Spreads, props, parlays, teasers, live, in-game betting. So many of you great Philly fans have already joined me and the home team, my team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook, right here in the Delaware Valley. Download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code BIRDS and get your first risk-free bet of $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as account credit. Use the promo code BIRDS. Get your first risk-free bet of $500. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.